Hey, folks, Tim Miller here with Lionheart. I got to tell you, I'm thrilled to talk about this story. Sometimes we talk about so much of the negative that we forget that there's a lot to be thankful for. And I'm just thankful for this lady over my shoulder, Trooper Michelle Archer. Let me tell you something about Michelle. I don't know her. I've never met her. But she is a colleague that I totally respect. And I'm going to show you why here in a second, but I got to ask you a question first. Would you go into harm's way to help an innocent child stay alive? And if the answer is yes, do you know how to do it? Take a look at this one. In Vermont, dead of winter, ice frozen over pond. Trooper Archer's called because there's a little girl out there, 8 years old, under the water, dying and drowning. Yeah, Michelle's not put off by that. She knows what to do. She immediately enters the water. She has the right equipment, a flotation device. Notice she gets to the child. Notice how she's able, with skill, while remaining calm, to attach that device to the child and to lead her to the shore. Now watch carefully as she pulls the child out of the water, and all the while Michelle's calm, she's committed, she passes the child off to another trooper, and the child lives. Touchdown. You know, folks, I tell you, I know I'm biased, but I am sick of our police officers being maligned, being treated as if they're subhuman because they're not perfect. Now, let me say this. I spent a career in law enforcement. I worked in internal affairs. I know that not every police officer is perfect. But let me tell you something. No profession is. And so as we watch what Michelle just did, I want to remind you of a couple things. Number one, Michelle didn't wake up that day going to work and go, hey, I wonder if I'm going to risk my life today saving someone else, or I wonder if I'm going to lose my life today saving someone else. Anybody that's done a water rescue knows it's hard enough being in water in the middle of a tragic type of situation, but when it's ice cold water, the clock's ticking. Michelle didn't worry about that, did she? I don't know if you noticed, she just kind of went in her uniform. Looks like she dropped her belt. But when you're going in and you're swimming in ice cold water and your clothes are soaked, is that a problem? Notice what else? There was no one else there when she went in. She couldn't depend on someone coming in to save her. She just made the choice to go in, because that's who she is. And folks, with YouTube channels full of people putting cameras on cops, just trying to make them look stupid, I'm thankful that the vast majority of officers wake up every day, they take our calls for emergency help, and they respond with valor. And that's exactly what Michelle did. But let's see what we can learn from the entire incident, because it happened in quarter seconds again, didn't it? It happened fast. She had to get there. I want you to notice a couple things. We always talk before, during, and after the incident. You see, Michelle was trained and prepared before the incident. She had a flotation device. By the way, do you live in a cold climate or even a warm climate where you can, they call it a throw bag, you can throw a device out and hopefully pull them back? In this case, the child couldn't have done it. So Michelle, trained, prepared, ready, entered the water. And I want you to notice too, she had to sprint to get to the area of the lake where she could get in. She was clearly in good physical shape. So beforehand, she was trained, she worked out, and she knew what to do with that device. She wasn't trying to figure it out when she got to the edge of the pond. She knew what to do. So before, Michelle was ready. During, because Michelle was ready before the incident, during the incident, she was responding to training, but also to courage. it would have been easy to say, well, there are more folks coming that are more qualified. No, she went in and did the right thing. During the incident, she kept calm, which is what we talk about a lot. She was trained, prepared, and ready with the right equipment. And we talk about that a lot. And because of that, an 8-year-old little girl is with her family today. What about after the incident? I want you to notice that when the little girl came out, now she's in a life-threatening emergency because she's freezing to death, going into hypothermia. But so is Michelle. Michelle's got to act fast for herself, but she's more concerned about the child after the event. She's trying to get the child help. I know I've been, probably everybody has been, in freezing ice water. You begin to lose your ability for your muscles to function very quickly. In frozen water, it could be just a few minutes before you're not able to function, plus your clouded thinking and mental function. So Michelle just crushed it. She went in, she did her job, she came out, and that's that. So the next time you see a police officer, how about this? How about we all go up and we say, thank you for what you do? And some of you are going to say, because I have haters on this channel, well, you know, cops are this or that or whatever. Here's what I know. The vast, vast majority of officers that I worked with were willing to go into harm's way, just like Michelle, for you and for your family. Firemen the same way, military the same way. I think it's time in our nation that we begin to say thank you more and stop criticizing and maligning folks that are out there every day doing their job. So the next time you walk into a coffee shop or, you know, a shopping mall or whatever, just make it a point. Walk up to that officer, look him or her right in the eye and say, thank you for what you do. It goes a long way today, folks. So I hope this is helpful. I love good news. I hope y'all are staying safe out there. And let me ask you, are you prepared for a water rescue? Do you have equipment? Are you staying in shape? Could you have the courage to do something like Michelle demonstrated today? I don't know. It's up to you. I hope and pray I am. I hope and pray we all are, because we need each other. And there's one family that is so grateful that they have their 8-year-old daughter with them still. Be safe out there. God bless you. We'll see you next time.